Have you ever been in a line of airplanes so tight you could read the tail number on the cub ahead of you? Watch a bonanza slide in from your 2 o'clock and hear absolutely nothing on the radio because the tower asked you to stay quiet and just rock your wings. That's a Tuesday in July over Ripon, Wisconsin. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern, the show where we try to make you a little bit safer every time you strap in. Right now, as I'm talking to you, the world's busiest airport isn't Atlanta. It isn't Chicago O'Hare. It's a field in East Central Wisconsin called Whitman Regional because EAA AirVenture Oshkosh is happening this week, and something like 10,000 airplanes are going to funnel into that one patch of sky. And here's the thing, nobody tells you until you're in it. When the frequency goes quiet and the controllers can't talk to every airplane in the stream, the only thing standing between you and the airplane next to you is a regulation you probably haven't read since your written test. So today, let's walk through this together. 14 CFR 9113 Right-of-Way Rules. The regulation that decides who moves and who holds their line when two airplanes want the same piece of air. Before we dig in, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial. They've got you covered. And if you fly into Oshkosh this week and put your wheels on that big colored dot, they spray paint it on runway 36. Honestly, you've earned a coin for that too. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let's get into it. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. I spent so much time memorizing right-of-way rules as trivia, as a thing to spit back at the examiner, that I never really absorbed them as a survival tool. And they are a survival tool. The whole regulation exists for one reason. When two airplanes converge, somebody has to give way. And if both pilots think it's the other guy's job, nobody moves, and physics settles the argument. So let's start at the top of the regulation, because the very first line is the most important one, and almost everybody forgets it, 9113 paragraph B. It says, regardless of who has the right of way, each pilot is responsible for seeing and avoiding other aircraft. Vigilance shall be maintained so as to see and avoid. Read that again in your head. Regardless of who has the right of way. That means the right-of-way rules are not a license. Having the right-of-way does not give you permission to fly into somebody. It just tells you who is expected to maneuver first. If the other pilot doesn't move and you sit there smug in your legal right-of-way while the gap closes, you're going to be correct and dead at the same time. The regulation itself says so. See and avoid comes first. Everything else is second. That is the mindset the examiner is looking for. By the way, when they ask you a right-of-way question on the oral, they don't just want the pecking order. They want to hear you say, first of all, I'm seeing and avoiding no matter what. Lead with that, and you've already shown them you understand why the rule exists. All right, now the pecking order itself. And here's the mental model I want you to carry. The rule gives right-of-way to the aircraft that is least able to maneuver out of the way. It's a hierarchy of maneuverability. The airplane that can dodge is the one expected to dodge. Let's build it from the bottom up. At the very top of the food chain, the aircraft everybody yields to is an aircraft in distress. An airplane declaring an emergency has the right of way over all other air traffic. That's paragraph C, and it makes sense. A pilot fighting an engine failure or a fire has no spare capacity to be jockeying for position. Everybody gets out of their way, full stop. Now, below emergencies, here's the order. And I'll give you the memory trick in a second. A balloon has the right of way over everything else, because a balloon basically goes where the wind takes it. It can't turn to avoid you, so you avoid it. Next down, a glider. A glider has the right of way over powered aircraft. Because that glider has no engine and every maneuver it makes costs it altitude, it can't get back. Next, an aircraft towing or refueling other aircraft. Think of a banner tow or a glider tow plane. It's dragging something behind it. It cannot maneuver freely without endangering whatever's on the rope. And then at the bottom, the most maneuverable of all, your everyday powered airplane, the Cessna, the Cirrus, the Bonanza, you and me. We yield to everybody above us because we've got the engine and the controls to get out of the way. There's an airship in there too, sitting between the tow planes and the powered airplanes. But honestly, if you're deconflicting with a blimp this week, you've got a better story than I do. So here's the memory aid I use. The order from most right-of-way to least is balloons, gliders, then tow and refueling aircraft, then airships, then powered airplanes. Some folks remember it as, the guy who can't get out of the way wins. The less control you have over your flight path, the more everyone else has to respect your path. Let me give you a real scenario, and let's tie it to this week. You're inbound to a fly-in. Not Oshkosh necessarily, just a regional pancake breakfast on a Saturday. You're on a nice stable approach and off to your left you spot a glider working a ridge, converging on your track. In your head, run the rule. Glider versus powered airplane. The glider has the right of way, you give way. And here's how you give way. You alter course to pass well clear. You don't play chicken, you don't assume he sees you, you make an early obvious change, and you keep him in sight the whole time. Now let's make it harder, because this is where most midairs actually happen. It's not the glider you see coming from a mile off, it's the airplane at your exact altitude, same type, same speed, closing on a converging course, where neither of you appears to move in the windscreen. That's the deadly one. A target that isn't moving across your windshield, just slowly getting bigger, is a target you're going to hit. So what does 91.113 say when it's two airplanes of the same category converging, paragraph D? When aircraft of the same category are converging, the aircraft to the other's right has the right of way. Right of way goes to the right. Picture it like a four-way stop. The airplane on your right is the one you yield to. If another airplane is converging on you and it's off your right side, he wins. You give way. If he's off your left, you have the right of way. But, and say it with me, you're still seeing and avoiding regardless. Then there are two special cases inside that same paragraph that people mix up constantly, and the examiner loves to probe them. First, head-on. When you're approaching another aircraft head-on, or nearly so, nobody has the right of way. Both of you give way, and the rule tells you which direction. Each pilot shall alter course to the right. Both airplanes break right. It works because you both do the same thing and you pass left side, like two cars on a road. If you break left or you hesitate, you've broken the pattern that keeps you both alive. Head on, go right. Second, overtaking. If you're the faster airplane coming up behind somebody, the aircraft being overtaken has the right of way. The slower airplane in front owns that airspace. You, the overtaking pilot, must alter course to the right to pass, and you stay well clear until you're passed. This one matters enormously at a busy fly-in, because you will have a fast airplane and a slow airplane in the same arrival stream, and the fast guy does not get to bull his way through. He goes around. To the right, well clear. And then there's the one that decides the whole ball game in the traffic pattern. Paragraph G, aircraft on final approach or landing have the right of way over other aircraft in flight or on the ground, and when two are approaching to land, the aircraft at the lower altitude has the right of way. Lower airplane on final wins. That's the rule. But, and the regulation says this out loud, you cannot use that rule to cut in front of somebody. It literally says pilots shall not take advantage of this rule to cut in front of another aircraft on final or to overtake it. So you can't just dive for the deck, claim you're lower, and squeeze in ahead of the airplane that was established ahead of you. That's not right of way. That's just dangerous and, frankly, rude. Now let me bring all of this home to what's happening in Wisconsin this week. Because AirVenture is where these rules stop being trivia and start being the reason you get home. When you fly the arrival into Oshkosh, you're joining a stream of airplanes over a set of ground references, holding a specific altitude and a specific airspeed in trail, one after another. The controllers famously ask you not to talk. They'll say things like, blue high wing, rock your wings, and you waggle the airplane to say, that's me, I hear you. It's a beautiful system, and it moves an astonishing number of airplanes safely. But think about what that system is really built on. It's 91.13 with the volume turned all the way up. Everybody flies the same altitude, so nobody's converging vertically. Everybody flies the same speed, so the spacing doesn't collapse into an overtake. You keep the airplane ahead of you in sight, you don't pass, you don't cut in, and you see and avoid always because there's no controller with time to deconflict every single one of you. The regulation is the skeleton, the Oshkosh procedures are the muscle built on top of it, same speed, no overtaking, single file, no cutting in on final. Eyes outside, see and avoid, regardless of who technically has the right of way. And here's the part I really want a student pilot to hear. Because maybe you're not flying in this year. Maybe you're standing on the flight line as a spectator, or you're watching arrivals from the fence. You can learn this rule just by watching. Watch how the stream self-organizes. Watch how a faster airplane gets waved off and sent around instead of forcing its way in. Watch how nobody dives under the airplane on final to steal the spot. You're watching 91.13 executed by thousands of pilots live, and it works because they all agreed on the same rules of the road. Let me give you three practical takeaways you can actually use on your next flight, whether that's into Oshkosh or into your home field on a quiet Tuesday. Number one, before every converging situation, don't ask who's right, ask who moves. Right of way is not about being correct, it's about predicting what the other pilot should do and being ready when they don't. Number two, Burn the two direction rules into your reflexes. Head on, both brake right. Overtaking, pass on the right. When in doubt, in this country, right is almost always the safe direction to move. And if you both move right, you both live. Number 3. A target that sits still in your windscreen and grows is the one that will kill you. Move your head, scan in segments, and if you see an airplane that isn't drifting across the glass, do something about it early, while you still have all the room in the world. Learning to fly is hard and it is expensive, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise, but this is one of those rare regulations where the studying pays you back directly in safety. You are not memorizing this for the examiner. You're memorizing it for the moment over Ripon when the radio's quiet, the airplane ahead of you is close enough to wave at, and everything depends on every pilot in that line honoring the same simple agreement about who yields. The rules of 91.113 come straight from the Federal Aviation Regulations, and if you want to see the Oshkosh procedures spelled out, the FAA publishes the Air Venture Notice every year, and it's worth reading cover to cover before you ever point the nose at Wisconsin. If you want more of these breakdowns, we keep them at radiohangar.com. Fly safe into Oshkosh this week. Keep your head on a swivel, and remember, right of way is just a fancy way of saying, be predictable and look out for each other. I'll catch you next time.